So we're talking about family dynamics and the types of relationships that we have with our family. And the question this morning is, how's your relationship with your family? More so with your mother. If you are blessed enough to still have her, how is that relationship?
Umoshi igama lam ngokuthi ndiyakubetha ndingazange ndikubethe. Ndakubetha ndifuna uthini njani uphethe induku. Abantu bakwamkhosana ze babiza amapolisa nje nditake phandle. It is because wawundiphathela induku. Ndandiye ndandithene ngendandimile. Ndundimo bendithembe ngenamali.
Erhawutini uthe mandikuthi zokuthatha uyadinga.
Ndiyadinga daba, why are you lying? Yeah, wow. That's my mother, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, with my mom, Shem, the relationship is fine. But with my family, I think over the years, because angisahlali nabo, I'm away from them, it's a bit better. But when ngisahlale ekhaya, there was a lot of things happening. But yeah, but family-wise right now, everything is just...
Z, how's your family dynamics?
My family dynamics are just fair. I think we found a way of trying to resolve conflict gahle, like amicably, if singatholani gahle and stuff. Especially after losing mom, we had to find a way of relating to each other even much better. But I wouldn't say there's any toxicity, because otherwise we just speak about things and make sure that everything is okay.
All right, you share with us your WhatsApp number.
Morning, JTZo. Hey, JT, yes, man. I am a feminist, man. Yes, man, I'm a king. I'm a king. Not that we're taking him to my mind. I'm a king. Yes, indeed. I'm a king. I'm a crash. I'm a chose. I'm a king. I'm a sibling. I'm a king. So, I'm a king. I'm a king. Sugi, I come in. I'm making my calls as cool, my son. Being the family gathering, no the last sitting bis. Man, feel like I'm going to be Manje ba na my family saying goes, but nevertheless is out in sharp.
Morning, chatting. Malindi going to learn. Going to be a sick game. I don't know. For me, I start with my parents. We are okay. I'm not that close like I used to be with my dad. Somehow, I think he's thinks I'm like a 45-year-old virgin with 4 kids. And my mom, very controlling, wants to be hands-on, but I somehow get where he comes from, you know, the time when they were born, you know. I don't think their parents gave them enough privacy, the things that we now suddenly want and things like that. But I let her be. She's my friend. She's almost the first person I call when I'm sick or I want to go to hospital. So... yeah, and then siblings, we are okay. Cousins and stuff. If you haven't told me on my face you don't like me, I'm still gonna greet you, be friends with you. But you tell me on my face or show that you don't like me, I'll just stay away. No grudges. You have the right to hate me. But yeah, I do have a good relationship with my parents. One thing that I swore in my life I'll never do is see the tears of my mom because of me. That one, never in my life. I'd rather just, if she fights, I back off and I leave her to be. Bye.
We're speaking to Usis Gugu. Usis Gugu is a clinical psychologist. Usis Gugu, a good morning to you. It's such a pleasure to have you with us. Namhlekseni. We're talking about relationships, the different dynamics that we have with our family members. You know, I'm not sure if you were listening, but there's an audio that we played from an actor by the name of Brenda. And listening to that, you can tell Gugu's Anna, the relationship between her and her mom is not the greatest. And some would say it is shocking because we know girl childs are to be closer to their moms and vice versa. But clearly that isn't the case with this one. So how do you deal with such toxicity?
Morning, JT, and to your listeners. And I think, unfortunately, the reality is that Tina, in our space, in our workspace, we encounter so many more of such problems than I think society seems to be aware of. And what we've noticed is how the child is always the one who's expected to, you know, to come down, to understand and to listen to mom and to constantly go and to apologize to the mom, because we see them as the ones who might have probably done something to Maggie. So all of these things do happen, unfortunately, within our communities and sometimes even in our families, you know. And I think we also need to, before we say to somebody, leave the relationship, cut mom out, create boundaries. We need to understand what led to the cause of this, you know. I think we also believe in the saying, you know, that hurt people hurt people. And remember, as individuals, we have our own histories, we have our own traumas that have definitely affected us, and that will also affect how we parent our own children. I think we sometimes underestimate the value of trauma and hurt that our elders, mm-hmm. our parents have gone through, and it tends to play out in our relationships. So I think in the comments there, someone, I think I saw the video yesterday, someone suggested that they both need to go and see someone again. Unfortunately, a lot of the times in our families, we are so avoidant and ignorant of the notion of therapy and getting professional help, you know. And I think as things stand, both of them, Brenda and the mom, are going to need help. And if it means Ugutsi, one of them creates much more firm boundaries and separation, you know. So we are not necessarily saying, hate your mom, cut her out, and, you know, call her names, but just that you need clarity and you need to step away from such hurtful spaces so that you can clear your head, so that now you can better parent your own daughter, because I saw in the video she also has her child there with her.
You know, there's also a level of expectation from our parents, Sis Gugu, kokuthi uma akufundisile, wabuya wathola umsebenzi, kokuthi she expects certain things from you. And something that she mentioned in that video is that, you know, I shouldn't be forced to have to take care of you because ngimfana. How important is it perhaps to understand that and to have those boundaries? If there should be.
I think I'm going to say a statement some of your listeners might not agree. I actually agree with her. She's not forced to. Remember, as children, we come into the world and we don't know anything. So it becomes the duty of our parents to take care, to teach us, and to look after us. And yes, I know Tina, in our communities, we have encouraged the idea of looking after and taking care of our parents. And we do that. But we also need to do that with a mind of knowing that we are not always going to be able to do things. For example, JT, the current financial situation in our country is difficult for everyone. So you can only manage to look after yourself and your kids. And then we have the extended families and moms who want and demand a lot of things and that you must do for them. And it all sort of overwhelms you and takes you to a state of depression. So I think that sometimes there needs to be an appreciation that as children, and we will do them to a certain level, and we do need to create those boundaries, because over and above having to take care of our families, we also need to look after ourselves. And we are not calling badness on ourselves when we, on some months and on some days, say to our parents, even say to our siblings, I'm not able to assist.
And you know, the subject is so broad, Sis Gugu, and I think perhaps we might need to look into it, because this bleeds into so many things. For instance, you have a man who decides to get married, but mhlambe ngoba bekahlala namake ekhaya, he was the breadwinner. Now the mother still expects that the son should continue to do as he used to before he even became so that is why I say, you know, it's so broad, and it's important that we continue such conversations. But for now, I think, yes, thank you so much, Sis Gugu. We look forward to having you again.
Thank you, JP.